From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama played host to British Prime Minister David Cameron at the White House today. NPR Scott Horsley reports the two leaders discussed a wide range of topics, but combating terrorism was front and center.
The deadly attacks in Paris last week were very much on the minds of the President and Prime Minister as they met in the Oval Office. Cameron says their two countries must be vigilant, confronting what he calls a serious threat with discipline and patience. British police have stepped up patrols in the wake of the attacks, but Cameron says the counterterrorism effort can't stop there.
You cannot simply rely on policing and security. This is a job for everyone.
The U.S. and U.K. agreed on a joint effort to counter homegrown terrorists. Cameron says he's confident the threat will eventually be overcome, thanks to what he says are the strong values the two countries share. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Attorney General Eric Holder has signed an order that somewhat restricts police departments' ability to seize suspected drug money from motorists. NPR's Martin Costi reports on the controversial seizure program.
Many states restrict these asset seizures, but police often get around state law by asking federal agencies to adopt the money that they confiscate. Then the feds share the proceeds with the locals. Now Attorney General Holder is ending that arrangement after years of controversy. Criminology professor John Worrell studies how the police use asset forfeiture laws, and he says it's unclear what effect Holder's order will have.
I think this is sending a powerful message. I don't know, though, that in the long run we're going to see a great deal of change.
Many states still allow police to confiscate property from motorists without having to prove a crime. And Holder's order also still allows the feds and the locals to share money that they confiscate when they work together. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Prices at the consumer level took a big drop in December, prices falling by their largest amount in 6 years. That was in part due to the ongoing slide in oil prices that has also resulted in a decline in prices at the gas pump. Bob Brusk is with Fact and Opinion Economics.
Energy in total is between 7 and 8% of the entire CPI basket. So when you have a drop in an important component like that, that's humongous. It has a big impact.
Labor Department says consumer prices fell 0.4% last month. For all of last year, inflation was up just 0.8%. Russian investors are no doubt breathing a sigh of relief today after a widely anticipated downgrade of Russian markets by Standard & Poor's failed to materialize. Standard & Poor's had been expected to downgrade Russia's credit rating to junk for the first time in more than a decade, but now says it plans to hold off on issuing any new credit rating till later this month. On Wall Street, stocks ending the week on an up note. The Dow gained 190 points to 17,511. The Nasdaq was up 63 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Drug Enforcement Agency is confirming that at one point it maintained a large database of phone records swept up as part of its ongoing anti-drug operations. However, that agency says the program was discontinued in 2013 and says all the records have been deleted. Revelation came at a court filing involving the case of a man accused of conspiring to export goods to Iran illegally. Muslim students at Duke University listened to the call to prayer today from ground level after university officials canceled plans allowing them to broadcast the weekly prayer call from the chapel tower. Rima Krace from member station WUNC has more.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Instead of listening to the chant from the top of the chapel bell tower, hundreds of Muslims and supporters looked ahead at a small speaker that sat on the front steps. Duke officials say they dropped plans to allow a weekly Muslim call to prayer from the bell tower because of security issues and threats. Duke's Muslim chaplain Imam Adil Zeb says there was a strong negative response.
Reactions are reactions. People have their own agendas. But it's an opportunity for us to come together and to show what being on campus is all about and what being part of a community is all about.
Duke officials say they received backlash from some Christian leaders, but say they did not bow to that pressure. For NPR News, I'm Rima Krace in Durham.
A couple of probes involving the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the agency reporting today, U.S. safety regulators are looking at engine compartment fire and smoke complaints involving two Jeep Cherokee models and reports of airbags not inflating properly in two Nissan Rogue models. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.